welcome to this extra special spooky edition of Mind My Adventures with me in a slightly cold, not so cold really, but wet, dark East London place called Valence House. And I got a Christmas present from my good friend Nicole, and I will be embarking on a ghost hunt this evening, which I'm slightly apprehensive but looking forward to. Not that I believe in ghosts, I don't, but I am exceptional at scaring myself, right? So I've just arrived, I'm incredibly early, so I don't know what to expect, and obviously I'm here doing this on my own with a whole other group of people, and I kind of have my mind set on doing this on kind of like being in a room by myself. Now I understand that two of the main spooky ghosts, allegedly, okay, one is actually outside in the lake or in the pond, so I don't fancy much doing this, doing a haunt, or a haunt, not me haunting, but a hunt rather, in the rain, in the dark, by a pond. That doesn't sound like a lot of fun, to be honest with you. But inside the house, apparently, there are some, there's a woman, the woman of the house met a grisly end, apparently, in 1913. So apparently she wanders the house in a black veil and attire, right? So that's allegedly the person we're supposed to be looking for. So so that should be fun, I think. I'm hoping to actually get some... Obviously, I'm going to take my kit in with me so I can record various rooms and conversations with me, talking to myself, asking if there's anything there. So that you know, that's going to be part of the fun. So it's Valence House in a place called in Dagenham in East London. So it's not quite it's nothing to do with raspberry pies. I haven't even brought one with me actually. So it's this is all about ghost hunting, right? So it's another adventure that isn't hiking. So anyway, I'll see you inside. Okay, so we're on the second break now. And I've just been into two rooms, and I've just joined this group of really lovely people who've welcomed me into their fold. And we've been to the basement, and we've been to the attic. Now, as a sceptic, I would say that I don't believe any of it. I volunteered to put my hands on the table first, and then a group, three others, joined me. And within 2 or 3 minutes, pretty much, the table started moving. I don't really know how to explain it. Don't have the words, but it happened. And then some of the people changed over, so I thought, oh, maybe somebody's pushing the table. But then people started to take their hands off the table, but it was still moving. Now, went into the attic. Now, there was lots of noises going on there every time somebody asked for somebody to speak, and there were some whistling noises. Now, I mean, I could argue. So when I actually get the track back into the studio, and I can listen to it and start editing it, and sort of amplify various different sections, I could argue that there's noises from the chimney breast. We were in the attic, so there wasn't a lot separating us from the outside environment. I mean, overall, this is a really good experience. Have we seen any ghosts? I don't know. I've got some great photos. Still a sceptic. The group that I'm with aren't sceptics. They do actually really are really into this, and it's pretty cool because they're really they've got tremendous energy for it. So we've got one more. We've got one more floor to do, which is the main floor, and then we get the opportunity to go round by ourselves. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. So it's the next day, or the next morning, and I'm back home. So I, my thoughts. Am I still a sceptic? I'm very much still a sceptic. Am I open-minded? Yes, I am open-minded, because something definitely happened. Now, whether we, can I say that it was the group of people doing it? No, I can't. For sure, to be honest with you. I know I sort of have this sort of idea that I am very much a kind of black and white issue type. Yeah, it's definitely not. But I think that's a little bit arrogant. something happened there and I can't quite explain it. I guess, if I'm honest, I probably don't want to believe in ghosts. But the table moved. And the thing about the table moving, and what basically, let me set the scene up, is this tiny little table, right? It's a wooden table. And there was four of us with our hands lightly touching it, and the table started rocking. Now, I could argue that, you know, one of them was moving it, but then as the table was rocking, and I know it wasn't me, the group changed. So people took their hands off and the table was still rocking. So for it to be rocking so aggressively, for a better term, it meant that one person would have had to be doing it. But with two people move their hands, and I know it's not me, I know that the person who still had their hand on the table wasn't doing it, because I could see they were very, it wasn't even rocking from them. So that kind of, I don't know, I don't have the language or the science to be able to explain that. It was very exciting, and it did exactly what it was supposed to do. You know, it was fun. I was really fortunate to meet a really lovely group of people who were really nice and made the whole experience fun. And I'm just going to share with you a snippet, actually, of this is basically one of the ladies. I shall not use her name. I think, although she does mention one of the chaps' names, but this is kind of an idea. And because I had headphones in, okay, and I had my recorder with me, so I was recording all of this conversation. And at the time, I thought it was a whistling noise as the person was asking them to speak or to touch the guy's arm, right? But I've just listened back to it, and it's not. It's a music box that kept going off in a different room, we believe in the floor below. So you can quite clearly hear that, more or less, if you listen carefully. So I'm going to share that with you right now.
Okay, I'm taking small side steps.
Yeah, and I'm going to ask the man to touch you. Oh, my God. And all it'll be is you'll feel, I'm going to do it to you on this side, but you'll do it on that side. Feel on your shoulder, on your arm. Mm-hmm. Right? The man's not as tall as you, so he has to lift his arm up. Can you please touch Ian's shoulder or the top of his arm? Let his arm feel different, so you'll either feel a warmth or a coldness. Yeah.
I'd be more than happy to touch if you want.
Okay, Ian's giving you permission, so can you just touch his arm and shoulder?
He's making more noise here.
No one's
going to
moan or be worried that you're doing so.
So overall, I'm still a sceptic, but I don't believe that the people I was with were lying, so or making it up. I don't think it was worth their while to do that. So as a fun, excellent experience, it really was. Really enjoyed it. So if you get the chance to go on a ghost hunt, I seriously recommend it. And now I'm going to do a few more, even if I kind of do them myself, which is probably more to the point, because they're exciting and thrilling. I've got to tell you this, there was one group, another group, and we were just down in the cellar, right? And we literally, I mean, there was a few of the ladies in my group who were mediums, and they were sort of saying that there was this really nice vibe there. There were children down there, and they were talking to these children, and it was all kind of like positive. And when we left and sort of moved away from the cellar, a young couple went down to the cellar and then came tearing up the stairs. I mean, screaming, bumbling up, landed on each other kind of thing. But then, you know, and they said there was something down there that was really horrible. And there was a few other groups that said there was kind of like, you know, nasty spirits around the house. And I kind of think if that's the sort of thing that you go looking for, you're going to find it. Because that was not the vibe I got at all. I didn't feel any of that throughout. I didn't feel anything sinister. But I think, you know, but then I didn't go looking for it. I kind of went looking for, you know, I didn't believe it. So I was kind of looking for something that was going to be fun, and the people I was with were having a really good time, and you know, they had a nice experience, so there you go. But if you get to go, Valence House or Haunted Rooms, I think it's called. Is it right? Yeah, check it out. And I'm sure we're going to be doing our own soon. Thanks for listening.